Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, we're going to be sharing this morning, of course, our nugget of wisdom. It is the fifth of the month, and we like to be able to focus on, you know, wisdom. We always talk about wisdom. You need wisdom. You know, knowledge without wisdom is ignorance. And so, you know, we always correspond the fifth chapter with the fifth month, the sixth chapter is the sixth day of the month. And today we're looking in Proverbs chapter 5. And the proverb that we're actually picking out today from the wisdom moment, let me pull this out right here, is Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. And there's nothing like the wisdom of the Lord. I want to encourage you this morning as you're listening, driving to your work this morning, or you're taking your kids to school, or you're just kicking back and relaxing. Maybe you're listening a little bit later on the archives. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you this, that, you know, God is in love with you. He has a plan for you. He is watching you. He wants to know, you know, as a matter of fact, he says in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21, he says, "For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord." Think about that. So many people, you know, are convinced, you know, think about this. So many people are convinced that that if man doesn't see it, then God doesn't see it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, who, you know, who cares what man sees? It's what God sees, and God sees everything. Everything's in full view of the Lord. You know, one is a fear of man, and one is a fear of God. And we have a fear of man. With a fear of man, what happens is when men aren't around, then we would sin. We literally fall into sin, because the only thing that's keeping us from doing wrong is a man being near us or around us. And it's sort of like children, you know, when children, you know, and they're yet to grow up and be disciplined, they're young kids, and you know, it's when their parents are around, they're acting in the cookie jar,
doing the right thing.
Yeah. And as soon as their parents, you know, go to the other room or something like that, the first thing that may cross that young child's mind is like, the cookie jar is 10 steps away. You know what I'm saying? Because mama has left the room. You know, dad has left the room. But when our ways are in full view of the Lord, we know this. You know what? And they are, that even though I'm thinking about them cookies right now, you know, that he doesn't want me to have those cookies. And so I'm not going to deny the reality that the cookies didn't cross my mind, but that's, I am right, going to say no to the cookies by God's grace, you know, and because I know I don't want to hurt my relationship with the Lord, you know, and I mean, his grace is sufficient, but I don't want to intentionally do something. And so for a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all of his paths. Oh my goodness. Not only is he looking, he's going, now, what was on his mind when he saw those cookies? You know, what was he really thinking about when he didn't take the advice from his pastor? You know, what was he really thinking when he said, I do, or she said, I do? You know, he literally examines her paths.
Oh, my goodness. He's looking, and he's thinking.
Yes, and he's examining them. You think about it. And so then he goes on and says this. Okay, he's everything we're doing is in full view of him. Then, you know, he examines what we're doing. First of all, I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for your finished work on the cross. Thank you for the grace of God.
Amen to that.
You know, and it's almost like you think, look at things that are being invented today. It's like everything's tracking everything. You know, everybody says there's just data being kept on everything, and they're building big storage places to be able to keep all this information that everybody's doing. And I even talked to Daphne, who was talking to Jamie. Hello, Jamie, out in Japan. And she was talking about, you know, Facebook deals with all their American issues in America, but the rest of the world issues they deal with in Ireland. They work out of Ireland, and it was just pretty interesting. And it's just like everything's, you know, and it's like this. You know what? You know, maybe God's trying to get man's attention and saying, listen, if man can gather that kind of data, you know, and everything we're doing is in full view of him, why not just be concerned about my viewpoint of this? And what it comes to is, like, you know, when every man has gathered the wrong data and sinned. Right?
Yes, so true.
Yeah. And so we need Jesus. You know, we need Jesus. And what our reality does, when we face this reality is that it brings us closer to the desperate reality of what Jesus did for us. And that's the reason why you, when you read about him and see him in our destiny, is everybody's going, worthy, worthy is the lamb that was slain, you know? And nobody's trying to take center stage. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nope, it was him.
I'm way back here, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. And then it goes on and says, it says in 22, it says, the evil deeds of the wicked man ensnare him. You know, and you think about it, being ensnared is like, you're going along. It's not that something hits you. It's just like it just grabs a hold of you and it won't, you know, just won't let go. It's just trying to shake and it's just and it kind of ensnared you like a net thrown over you. And then he says, the cords of his sin hold him fast.
Mm.
I mean, you think about it, snared and tied with cords. He will die, goes on to say, for a lack of discipline, led astray by his own great folly. You know, you might be forgiven this morning, but you still got something tugging on you. You're totally forgiven. You know, you've asked God, you acknowledge what happened. You know, but you got these cords pulling on you, and the wisdom of God is telling you, listen, you can be forgiven, but you still can have something tugging on you because you didn't deal with the root cause of that thing happening in your life. And so you're trying to think, well, I know that I asked God to forgive me and I know God forgives and I know I'm forgiven, but something's still pulling on me. That old relationship, that old situation's pulling on me. I just think about it, crosses my mind. It just tugs on my heart. And what happens is there's a cord that needs to be broken.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people call it deliverance, but the truth is it's just cutting things out of our life, getting set free, for completely free. And the wisdom of God today, we're talking about, you know, just breaking those cords, you know, breaking all these soul ties. You know, when you think about a soul tie is your soul is what you think, what you want, and what you feel. So you can be forgiven, but then your thought life has just got something tugging on it. You know, your will's got something tugging on it. Your feelings, like, I feel, feelings are fickle, you know, and they'll just amaze. Don't go by your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Don't go by your feelings. You'll be worked over. If you're a person that goes by your feelings, you can ask people around you, they probably consider you a roller coaster ride.
Up and down everywhere, huh?
Yeah, right. you understand why people, when they get older, that you say, they're just so wise. But, you know, one of the things that they are, they're just tired. It's just like, they don't have the energy to do that anymore. You know, I like what Zig Ziglar says. He says, I no longer schedule my life based on my calendar based on time. I schedule my life based on energy.
That's good.
Yeah, it's wisdom, right?
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you this morning. You know, we're getting the wisdom moment this morning. You know, it's the fifth of the month. We're in the fifth chapter. And we're reading from the last part of a couple of verses in Proverbs about the cord. So you can be forgiven, but you can still be tied down. You still can have, you know, you can be ensnared by a situation. That's why you got to get totally away. You know, you got totally away from that person or that situation, that job, that whatever it is. It's just you always are falling into this trap when you're around that whole situation. And I don't care if it's a religious situation. I don't care if it's whatever it is. And you got to get away from it because look what it's doing every time you're around it. And you're thinking, how does this happen? How does it happen? Well, the wisdom of God's telling us because it's cords. You're being ensnared. You know, you're walking into a trap. And so I encourage this morning, you know, as the word of wisdom this morning, to be able to stay, you know, away and ask God to break those things. As a matter of fact, you can repent, God forgive me. You can renounce, which means you're saying, you know, every legal right that you gave the adversary to torment you, because when we sin, we're giving the enemy legal right to come against us. And then you can renounce. And when you renounce, and then you can break. And when you break, you speak that out. You've already dealt with it. At the cross, you've already took your legal right back, and now you're going to break every soul tie that's been tied to you. So you can repent, renounce, and break, and be set free. And there's nothing like being free.
Amen.
There's nothing like being free. And if you're on this endless cycle of falling back in, you know, you need to get close to your pastor. You need to get some wisdom and get discipled. But really, you got to repent, renounce, and break, and realize you can be forgiven, but you still can be tied down.
Awesome. And Jesus came to set us free.
Yes, he totally came to set us free. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program.
Find more and listen to the daily BFN radio program in its entirety at BFNTV.com or through the mobile BFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's BFNTV.com.